Coyote continued, "Take this second ball of grass and fly high into the dark sky, exactly like you did before. Then, just as before, use the flint to light the ball so it too will brighten the whole world. The night sky will never be lit without your help." That night, Hawk did what Coyote had asked. He soared up into the sky on his powerful wings. Then he lit the ball of grass that he held in his claws. But Coyote had made a much smaller ball than he had made last time. So the small ball burned with only a dim light in the evening sky. The ball shone with a pale glow instead of a brilliant light. And so it was that the world got a silvery moon. Some nights, moon is round and full. But when the north wind decides to blow violently, the light flickers and moon changes shape. Sometimes moon is just half its size. Sometimes moon is only a thin crescent of light. Coyote was unhappy with moon. He blamed himself for making such a small ball of grass. That is why Coyote looks up and howls at moon as if to say, "The moon I made is too small and dim." And that is the story of how sun and moon came to light up the world, each in a different way.